弟兄姊妹们早。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
早晨我们再看一处圣经，在节目单里面所讲的民数记之前的我们看一看在新约里面路加福音，这回我们看路加福音第十九章。
Let's turn our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 19.
我们从二十九节读到三十一节。
Verse 29 to 31.
是不是我今天特别热，还是这教会里面开了暖气哈？怎么汗流不停啊
？Is it hot? Is just me or what? I feel so warm.
哦，是暖气 on 的吗？怎么那么热哈？好，我们看一看路加福音十九章二十九节起。将近伯法及和伯大尼在一座山名叫橄榄山那里，就打发两个门徒说，你们往对面村子里去，进去的时候必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开来，解开牵来，若有人问为什么解它，你们就说主要用它。
Luke chapter 19 verse 29 to 31. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of OlivesHe sent two of his disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you untying it? Tell him the Lord needs it.
所以我们前几次已经说了，今天是我们第四次讲主要用它。
This is the first time we're talking about the Lord going to use us.
所以我就想到在圣经里面神所用的驴子不止这一批啊。
So according to this, I know that the call that the Lord used in the Bible, not just this one.
当然如果我们提起最出名一个驴子，大概就是耶稣所骑的了。
I think the most famous one is the one that Jesus had ridden on it.
如果再问起旧约里面最出名一匹驴子是什么呢？
If you're talking about the most famous donkey in the Old Testament,
大概就是今天我们要所讲的巴兰的驴子。
Probably the one that we're going to talk about this morning, Balaam's donkey.
这是一匹会讲话的驴子。
This is a donkey who speaks.
所以我说神主要用它，神可以用驴子来做许多的事情。
So I was saying that if the Lord needs it, he will even use a donkey to do the thing.
我们从最早就看见创世纪里面亚伯拉罕所有的驴子。
And early we talk about the donkey that Abraham used.
在那篇信息里面我们讲到，如果神要用人的话，头一个在我们中间所应当看见的一个真实的见证是什么呢？
The message that we were talking about, if the Lord needs us, the first testimony that we can see, what is it?
那就是亚伯拉罕所做的，他把他的儿子以撒献为燔祭。
That's what Abraham had done, that he has offered his son Isaac.
我们也很清楚地看见在创世纪第一，在创世纪里面给我们看见第一个驴子的故事，他就见证亚伯拉罕怎样把他的儿子献为燔祭。
And very clearly in Old Testament, Abraham's story, that we see that how Abraham had offered Isaac.
若是我们愿意被主所用，我们有一个条件，就是把自己献给神。
If we're willing, there's one condition that we have to offer up ourselves.
罗马书十二章告诉我们，把身体献上，当作活祭。
Romans chapter 12 says that we have to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
叫我们明白神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
So that we can know God's pure and pleasing will.
在旧约第二个例子，我们看见就是约瑟给他父亲雅各的那个十匹公驴、十匹母驴。
And the second one in Old Testament is what Joseph gave to his father Jacob, the donkeys.
这些驴子所带给他的是属灵，是迦南的美，是带给迦南美地的，是从埃及来的美物。
And all this donkey had carried is all the good foods from from Egypt.
所以我们就看见在那些在那个驴子身上，神所要做的事情是运送粮食。
So we can see that what God used those donkeys just to transport those food.
这个粮食也成为雅各回到进到埃及的时候路上所需用的一切食物。
And had provide everything that Jacob needs as he entered into Egypt.
所以今天我们基督徒被神所使用。
Today we Christians be used by the Lord.
不仅主耶稣是生命的粮。
Not only Jesus is the bread of life.
我们要把生命的供应 给我们周围所有需要的人。
We also need to provide all the things that the people who need it are surrounding us.
在前几次信息里面，我们曾经也看见，在新约里面，主耶稣对门徒说：“给他们吃吧。”
As we and the past message we are talking about in New Testament, the Lord Jesus says to his disciples to feed them.
上一个月是教会的宣教月。
Last month is our mission month.
我虽然自己不能参加，我的姊妹师母回来告诉我，我们参与这个在洛杉矶 downtown 所有给他们吃这个运动。
Even though I can't go myself, but my wife had come home and told me about that we have went to downtown, they have went to downtown and feed the hungers.
事实上，在我离开美国那个主日，我本来也想过要去downtown 参加这个活动。
Actually, on the Sunday that I left the United States, I was thinking about it, going to downtown.
我们原来想好等到参加完这个活动之后，就直接上飞机场了。
I was planning that after feed the hunger, then I can just go straight to the airport.
但是神有其他的预备。
But then God has his own will on me.
给他们吃，不仅是给他们物质肉身的需要。
To feed the hunger, not only just give them the material that they need.
神把我们今天放在世界上面，要叫我们知道周围所有人心灵里的饥渴。
God put us on this earth that He want us to understand the people who are around us, their needs, the spiritual needs.
今天我们看见巴兰的故事，更叫我们直接看见神要作为我们，要我们作为他话语的供应。
Today we see the story of Balaam and even more that we clearly see that what God wants to use us.
我想很多人都知道巴兰的故事。
Many of you have familiar with the story of Balaam.
但是为了那些不太清楚不太读旧约的弟兄姊妹们，我再重复一下这里故事。
But for those of you who's not familiar with the Old Testament, I will repeat the story.
巴兰是一个先知。
Balaam is a prophet.
而且圣经里告诉我们说他是一个耶和华的先知。
And the Bible tells us that he's the prophet of the Lord.
那么但是当以色列百姓出埃及进入迦南的时候。
But when the Israelites, they out of Egypt and went into Canaan.
在旷野里面在他们进入迦南以前有几次大的胜仗。
As they were in the desert before they went to the Canaan, they had some couple of wars.
这时候他们安营在靠着对面耶利哥营。
At this time they were settled beside Jericho.
那么摩押人呢，在这里就看见这个希波的儿子巴勒是当时的君王，就看见以色列人的得胜。
And the son of Moab, he was the king at that time, and he had witnessed.That the Israelites' victory.
所以他就找了一些使者到那边去，要找这个先知巴兰来这边说，来这边咒诅以色列百姓。
So he has sent some the people to find Balaam to curse the Israelites.
所以摩押的长老还有米甸的长老手里拿着很多的钱，就到巴兰那里。
So the elders from Moab and from Midian, they had took a lot of money and went to look for Balaam.
但是巴兰去祷告的时候，神没有许他去。
But when Balaam prayed, the Lord didn't send him.
但是这个时候，摩押的使者一直不断的用更多的礼聘更多的金钱来聘请他去为巴勒说这些咒诅的话。
But the messengers from Moab keep giving Balaam money and try to and get him to curse Israelites.
所以这个巴兰呢，心里就动了。
So that really moved Balaam's heart.
虽然他口里说呢，他说巴勒就是将满屋的金银给我，我行大事小事也不得越过耶和华我神的命令。这是第十八节所说的话。
Even though he was saying that, even though they give me a whole houseful money, I will never do things that the Lord doesn't want me to do.
但是他说你今天住在这里，我再去问问上帝，再去问问神，看看耶和华有什么指示没有。
But he said, now that you are here, I will ask the Lord one more time to see if the Lord has something to tell me.
你知道神对待人很像父母对待子女一样。
You know that the Lord treating us just like the parents treating their children.
你读圣经必须读出这话里的意思来。
When you read the Bible, you have to read the meaning behind it.
在二十节里面这样说，当夜神临到巴兰那里说，这些人若来召你，你就起来同他们去，你只要遵行我对你所说的话。
Verse 20 says that night God came to Balaam and said, since these men have come to summon you, go with them, but do only what I tell you.
那如果你读圣经仔细，你会读出这里面神不是顶喜悦。
But if you really, really careful, you can see that God's not really happy about this matter.
但是却是勉强之下同意的。
But he just barely to agree with him.
我不晓得多少时候我们的子女也是这样，父母亲给他烦得不能再烦，就说好吧好吧，去去去，就这样去吧。
I don't know how many times it's like our children, they really bother the parents to the point the parents just let them go.
但是如果是聪明的儿女，就会知道在这里父母亲的不悦。
But if you are smart enough, then you know that your parents are not really happy about this.
那这里呢，巴兰却是好不容易等到一句话说，神说可以去，他赶快就去了。
But here, Balaam is like, finally he got the words from the Lord so that he's ready to go.
所以二十一节说，巴兰早晨起来背上驴和摩押的使臣一同去了，他一定去起得非常早。
Verse 21 says, Balaam got up in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the princes of Moab. He must have got up very early.
等他一去之后，神就向他发怒。那这里二十二节就说，神因他去了就发怒，耶和华的使者站在路上抵挡他，他骑着驴，有两个仆人跟随他。我们就一直看下去好不好？驴看见耶和华的使者站在路上，手里有拔出来的刀，就从路上跨进田间，巴兰便打驴，要叫他回转上路。二十二节到二十三节。
And verse 22 to 23, but God was very angry when he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the road to oppose him. Balaam was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hands, she turned off the road into a field. Balaam beat her to get her back on the road.
这个驴也真是蛮倒霉的哈。那么二十四节说，耶和华的使者就站在葡萄园的窄路上，这边有墙，那边也有墙。驴看见耶和华的使者，就贴靠墙，将巴兰的脚挤伤了。巴兰又打驴。
Verse 24 says, Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between two vineyards with walls on both sides. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pressed close to the wall, crushing Balaam's foot against it. So he beat her again.
第二次了哈，第三次，第二十六节，耶和华的使者又往前去，站在狭窄之处，左右都没有转折的地方。驴看见耶和华的使者，就卧在巴兰底下。巴兰发怒，用杖打驴。
Verse 26, then the angel of the Lord moved on ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn, either to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam, and he was angry and beat her with his staff.
你在这里看见巴兰所看见的跟驴所看见的完全两回事。
You can see that what here, what Balaam sees and what the donkey sees is totally different.
巴兰所看见的是巴勒有满屋的金银等着他。
What Balaam sees is that Balak has the whole house full of gold and silver waiting for him.
所以他巴不得能够早早赶路上去到巴勒那里看看他满屋的金银有多少。
So he's really hurried to rush into to see those the treasures.
但是这里驴所看见的是耶和华的使者站在路上挡住他，又有手里拔出来的刀。
But what the donkey saw is that the angel of the Lord standing in the road and drawn a sword.
所以他第一次就赶快下到田里面去。
So that he turned away and went into the field.
那昨天我太太昨天我们从顾姊妹的丧礼回来，我太太开车。
Yesterday, as we came home from the memorial service, and my wife was driving.
因为我早就睡着了。
I was already sound asleep.
所以我太太开车，开开开，她说从来没有这样经验，眼睛张得大大的，但是失去控制，路车子就往旁边走。
And she was telling me that she never had this experience before, even though she has her eyes wide open, but her car was like out of control and sideways.
她跟我讲这话的时候，我就说还好你没有开到田里面去，她不懂我讲什么。
I was just good thing that you didn't, the car didn't went into the field.
因为我的脑筋在巴兰上面，没有在车子上面。
Because I was thinking about the Balaam story.
所以巴兰的驴就一下子往田里面走过去。
So the donkey just went into the field.
当然这个巴兰很生气，就打 叫打驴，叫驴再从这个葡萄园窄路上，再从这个田里面走回去。
Of course, Balaam was angry, so he beat the donkey and tried to put him back in the row.
但是巴兰所看见的不是驴子所看见的。
But what Balaam sees is not what the donkey sees.
驴子看见耶和华的使者在这个窄路里面挡住他。
What the donkey sees is that the angel of the Lord was standing in the row.
他只好靠墙走，把巴兰的脚挤伤了。
So he has to squish to the wall and then crush Balaam's foot.
你知道大家都知道骑驴子是很麻烦的。
You know that's kind of difficult to ride it on a donkey.
因为驴子有他自己的个性。
Because a donkey has their own characters.
那他要把巴兰的脚挤伤，巴兰当然很生气。
So and the donkey had crushed Balaam's foot. Of course, Balaam was kind of angry.
第三次，耶和华的使者又挡在路上，而且左右都没有地方可以去。
And the third time, the angel of the Lord was in the road, and then there's no room to turn.
这个驴子没有办法，只好就卧下来，卧在巴兰的身子底下。
And the donkey had no way to go, so he just had to lay down.
这驴子说不走就不走了。
And the donkey refused to go.
那巴兰用杖打他的时候
，As Balaam beat him with the staff.
三十八节，一件奇妙的事情发生。
And this is something very interesting happened. Verse 38.
耶和华叫驴开口，对巴兰说：“我向你行了什么？你竟打我这三次呢？”
The Lord has opened the donkey's mouth and then said to to Balaam, "What did I done to you that you have to beat me three times?"
巴兰对驴说：“因为你戏弄我，我恨不能手中有刀把你杀了。”
And Balaam says, "Because you make a fool out of me, I feel like to kill you."
驴对巴兰说：“我不是从你从小时直到今日所骑的驴吗？我素常像你这样行过吗？”巴兰说：“没有。”
And the donkey said to the Balaam, "Am I not your own donkey, which you have always ridden to this day? Have I been in the habit of doing this to you?" And Balaam said, "No."
这里我说是一件奇妙的事情。
Here I said is a very interesting things happen.
最奇妙不是巴兰的驴子会说话。
The most interesting thing is not that the donkey can speak.
最奇妙是巴兰在这里跟他对打起来。
And what's interesting is that Balaam really have a conversation with the donkey.
如果今天你开着车子会说话。
If today your car will speak to you.
我应该修正一下，今天很多车子会说话的哈。
I have to correct this. Today some cars do speak to you.
这个底特律的车子很厉害，会开口对你说话。门没关好，他会告诉你 close the door.
The car from Detroit really smart. They can tell you if you didn't close the door, it will say close the door.
但是如果驴子对你说话，你应当发现这些奇怪的事情是吗？
If the donkey speak to you, then you will think that this is really weird.
但是我说，巴兰的脑子里满脑是巴勒的金银。
But Balaam, all he's thinking about is those gold and silver.
他听见驴子说话，还没有觉得稀奇。
When he heard the donkey talk to him, he didn't feel kind of strange.
驴子说：“你向我，我向你行了什么？你要三次打我呢？”
And the donkey said to him, "What did I done to you that you have beat me three times?"
巴兰说：“因为你戏弄我，我恨不得手中有刀把你杀了。”
And Balaam says, "Because you have made a fool out of me, that I will want to kill you."
我想这个驴子还蛮顺服的。
I think the donkey really obedient to.
如果驴子会辩嘴的话，他说：“谁看见刀了？我看见刀了。神要杀你，你就不知道。”
If the donkey was said that, he would say, "Who see that knife? I saw the knife that the angel of the Lord wants to kill you."
这驴子蛮可怜，他对巴兰说：“我不是你从小骑惯的驴吗？”
And the donkey would say, "Am I the one that you are reading all this time?"
这时候，耶和华的使者使巴兰的眼目明亮。
Then at this time, the angel of the Lord opened Balaam's eyes.
他就看见耶和华的使者站在路上，手里有拔出来的刀。巴兰便低头伏伏在地。
And he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn, so he bowed down and fell face down.
并且耶和华的使者对他解释说：“你为何这三次打你的驴呢？我出来抵挡你，因你所行的在我面前偏僻。”
The angel of the Lord asked him, "Why have you beaten your donkey this three times? I have come here to oppose you because your path is reckless, one before me."
驴看见我就三次从我面前偏过去，驴若没有偏过去，我早把你杀了，留他存活。
The donkey saw me and turned away from me the three times. If she had not turned away, I would certainly have killed you by now, but I would have spared her.
巴兰对耶和华的使者说：“我有罪了，我不知道你站在路上阻挡我。你若不喜欢我去，我就转回。”
Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned. I did not realize you were standing in the road to oppose me. Now, if you are displeased, I will go back."
三十五节说，耶和华的使者对巴兰说，你同这些人去吧，你只要说我对你说的话。于是巴兰同着巴勒的使臣去了。
The angel of the Lord said to Balaam, go with the man, but speak only what I tell you. So Balaam went with the princes of Balak.
在这里我也觉得蛮稀奇的，因为我们没有看见这些巴勒的使臣有没有知道这些事情发生。
This is kind of interesting because we're not sure that if those messengers have seen all this.
因为这里记载巴兰是同着这些使臣一起去的。
Because he had recorded that Balaam went with all these messengers.
他自己骑着驴，还有两个仆人跟着他。
He rode on the donkey, and he also has two servants follow him.
我也不知道这些人有没有听见驴子讲话。
I don't know if all these people have heard the donkey talk.
如果他们听见驴子讲话，应当是一件非常稀奇的事情。
If they have heard the donkey talk, it must be a very interesting thing.
可是这里圣经都没有记载。
But the Bible didn't record this.
这里只记载驴子跟巴兰还有使者三个角色中间所发生的事情。
The Bible only recorded what happened between Balaam, donkey, and the angel.
所以我想这是神一件特别的作为，要在巴兰身上显明一件事情。
So I do believe that this is what God wants to do something on Balaam.
就是做先知的原则。
It's some principle of being a prophet.
当巴兰去到巴勒那里，这个摩亚王巴勒那里，要对着以色列人说预言的时候。
As Balaam went to the princes of Moab and to speak to the Israelites.
民数记接下来三章所记的事情，相当重要的事情。
And what the number had recorded, a very important thing.
但是这里我们没有时间说，所以我简单的说明这里所发生的故事。
But we don't really have time, but I'm just going to simplify this story.
23章、24章、25章，巴兰三次对着以色列人说预言。
And chapter 23, 24, and 25, Balaam three times to give the oracle to the Israelites.
每一次神都感动他，向着以色列人所说的预言都是祝福了以色列人。
And every time God had touched and moved him, that all the things that he said to the Israelites is blessing.
但是在这些三次预言中间，这个巴勒不满意。
But with all these three oracles, Balaam's not really happy with it.
巴兰虽然说了预言，知道神要祝福以色列人。
Because Balaam knows that God wants to bless the Israelites.
但是在民数记二十五章里面，却给我们看见巴兰所做的一些败坏以色列人的事情。
And chapter 25, we can see that what Balaam has done wicked things to the Israelites.
就是让他跟摩押女子，让以色列百姓跟摩押女子行淫乱。
That's that he had led the Moab women to seduce the Israelites.
结果神就不得不叫瘟疫临到以色列人身上。
Then the Lord has to have the disease sent to the Israelites.
所以这是一件非常可怕的事情。
This is a horrible thing.
正面的巴兰不能够咒诅以色列人。
And Balaam cannot really curse the Israelites.
但是他却可以用一些败坏的事情叫以色列人在神的面前受亏损，因此神的祝福不能临到他们身上。
But he has done something bad so that the Israelites cannot receive the blessing from the Lord.
刚才我们说过，先知一个非常重要的功用就是传递神的话语。
We have just talked about that the most important responsibility the prophet has is to be the messenger from God.
先知在神的面前一个最重要的表现就是把神的话语能够忠实的传递给神的百姓听。
The most important responsibility the prophet has is that they are faithfully to pass the words from the Lord to the people.
新约里面这些使徒们讲得更清楚。
In the New Testament, all the disciples say that very clearly.
他说我们不是为利混乱神的道。
It says that we're not doing this to confuse the words of God.
不是为了我们自己的好处来随便述说神的话语。
It's not because of our own benefit that we say that.
你要记得在旧约里面有许多的先知被兴起来。
You know that in the Old Testament, many prophets have been risen up.
最近我在做远东广播公司在做节目的时候，我们正在讲列王记和历代志。
Recently that we were talking about the kings and the chronicles.
那在读到最后末代几个君王的时候，就牵扯到耶利米的工作。
As we're talking about the last kings, and then we're talking about the work of Jeremiah.
我常常建议弟兄姊妹们读圣经的时候要几本书一起看。
I usually suggest our brothers and sisters, if you read the Bible, then you have to read it with other books.
从前我自己在年轻时候读耶利米书也是读了糊里糊涂，不知道他在讲什么。
When I was young, I was reading the book of Jeremiah. I kind of confused. I really don't know what it's talking about.
后来当我回去看列王记历代志的时候，就知道在末代几个君王身上，耶利米为什么要这样传讲神的话语。
And as I was reading the other kings and the chronicles, then I realized why God would, ask Jeremiah to say those things.
因为耶利米所讲的话不是当代的君王所爱听的。
Because what the Jeremiah passed the message is not something that those kings really want to hear.
当时他们自己觉得粉饰太平，觉得虽然北国被灭了，但是南国还能够保持，还能够安全。
At that time, they were thinking that they're still in peacetime, even though the north has been
be ruined,
be destroyed. Thanks. The north has been destroyed, but in the south part, they still have a peaceful time.
所以在这样情形之下，做先知的工作不讨人喜欢。
So in that condition, to be a prophet is not a really pleasant work.
先知的功用在圣经里面有两方面。
The prophet has two responsibilities.
一个就是说出将来要发生的事情。
One is to prophesy the things that are going to happen.
另外一个就说明神的心意。
Another, it is telling people God's will.
而在许多预言中间，这两方面信息都有。一方面，神要说出将来所做的事情；另外一方面，他又说出他做工的原则。
And in the Bible, all those oracles really have those two responsibilities. One that they prophesy what's going to happen, and one that they will tell people what God wants to do.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们神的儿女、基督徒在神的面前有相当的责任。
So brothers and sisters, as a Christian, we really have a very heavy responsibility before the Lord.
我们读圣经不仅是为了自己读，更要明白神的旨意。
As we read in the Bible, it's not just read for us. We need to understand what God's will on us.
在我们为神传讲话语的时候，无论我们在什么情况底下，或者在讲台上面，或者在主日学，或者私下跟人谈福音的时候。
As we pass in our God's message, doesn't matter we are preaching or we were evangelizing.
我们都有相当的责任，要忠实传递神的话语。
We have this responsibility that we have to pass on the words faithfully.
我们不能够粉饰太平，不能够把事情讲的每一件事情都是好像前途无限好的样子。
We cannot hide anything.
但是有些时候我们说话需要有相当的技巧，叫听的人能够明白这些事情背后重要的原则。
But sometimes as we pass out the messages, we have to have skills so that people will understand.
也许我们说明在美国的事情更多容易引起人的注意。
If we're talking about things happening in the United States, maybe we'll attract people's attention.
虽然我离开美国差不多两个礼拜时间。
Even though I had, went away from, for about two weeks.
但在香港在台湾我都看看新闻。
But in Hong Kong and Taiwan, I always watch news.
也知道全世界最关心的现在是什么事情。
And I know that what the concerns are the whole world.
许多人都关心和平与战争的问题。
Many people concerned about peace and war.
我们也看见这个时代到了21世纪并没有更多和平的现象出现。
And we know that in this era, even in the 21st century, peace is still not come.
但是我们也知道战争并不是解决问题的办法。
But we know that war is not the solution.
我们有相当的属灵上的认识，知道今天世界的败坏不是战争一两次战争能解决的。
We have the spiritual understanding. We know that it's not the war can resolve all those problems.
我们也知道在各种不同的宗教宗教的制度底下，无论是回教，无论是基督教。
We know that among all those different religions, no matter what is Islam or Muslim or Christian.
无论是犹太教，这些都牵涉在最后一个最重要大的冲突中间。
Are the Jewish? They all come to this big conflict.
所以我们里面也是忧心忡忡。
So that inside of us, that we really worry.
我们并没有说因为我们信主的缘故神一定站在我们这一面。
We did not say that because that we are the Christian that the Lord was standing beside us.
这就是当时在耶利米的时代他们所认为的一种虚假的平安。
This is what happened in the Jeremiah time that they were thinking about that they were in a peaceful time.
他们当时认为我们已经在侍奉神，因为的确从犹太的约西亚王之后，他们真正的恢复了圣殿里面的制度和一些的敬拜。
Because at that time they thought that they already back to the Lord.
那但是耶利米很清楚地指出，在约西亚王的时候，他们虽然在那里敬拜神，但他们向着神并不是真正的忠心。
Those are just superficial. It doesn't mean that they are really, they really mean it.
向着神的敬拜，并不是主日在教堂里面唱一些诗歌所能达到的。
To worship the Lord is not like just come to the church to sing the songs.
耶利米要他们改正行动。
The Jeremiah wants them to change their action.
因为他们的生活和他们的敬拜是两回事。
Because their lifestyle and their worship is totally different.
耶利米要他们改善神弟兄姊妹们邻居和邻居当中的关系。
Jeremiah wants them to change their relationship with their neighbors.
因为真正的敬拜和人的关系和我们中间带出来神的爱是有直接的影响的。
Because the true worship has something to do with our relationship.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里你看见先知所做的工作，要把神的话语忠实地带给神的儿女。
So you can see that the responsibility of the prophets that they need to faithfully to pass on God's message to the people.
当然，也许我这里讲得远了，讲到耶利米去了。
Maybe I'm talking too far. That I'm talking about Jeremiah.
可是这个先知的原则在一开始就是确定没有改变的。摩西是这样，以后他所兴起先知也都应该这样。
But the thing is the same thing.
我们这里圣经里没有告诉我们巴兰从哪里什么地方什么学校开始学做耶和华的先知。
Here the Bible didn't tell us where Balaam has learned to be the prophet.
但是神已经承认，也并且向他说话，希望他能够站在先知的原则里面。
But God, the Lord has recognized him and speak to him as a prophet.
这里没有叫我们看见先知的条件是什么。
He didn't tell us about the qualification of a prophet.
也许就的某一面意义来讲，在像摩西这样的先知，神是花了很多的功夫准备。
From one side, we can see that, like Moses, that God had prepared him for a long time.
但是像巴兰这样的先知，神只做一件事情。
But as to Balaam, God only did one thing to him.
就是当神的灵降在他身上的时候，他要奉神的名说出神要他说的话。
As the Lord's Spirit touched upon him, that he will obey God and speak.
这当中有很大的讲究，有很大的不同。
Here there's a big difference.
事实上，许多圣经学者在研究先知。做先知讲论圣经的时候，他们有没有自己个人的感觉和个人成分在其中
？Many theologists were studying as the prophets were saying things. Do they have messed up their own feeling or their own understanding?
有些人认为，如果神是绝对掌握一个人的话，他说的话更加准确。
And some people were thinking that if God has the total control, then the message that they said will be more accurate.
但是我想，神使用先知远超过一个机械性的控制而已。
But I do believe that as the Lord used the prophets, it's more than just control a machine.
他要真正的这个先知明白神的心意，无论在什么情况底下，都可以代表神说话。
He wants this prophet really understand God's will in any circumstances or condition that they can pass on the message.
如果神要借着任何一个人说话，其实很容易的。
If God wants to use anyone to speak for him, it's very easy.
他甚至可以使驴开口说话。
He even can use a donkey to speak.
我不知道驴说话怎么声音好不好听。
I don't know the sounds of the donkeys or is it pleasant to your ears.
但是至少他能够跟巴兰有相当的这个沟通。
But at least he can have conversation with Balaam.
我相信神可以用任何人说话。
I do believe that God can use anyone to speak.
这个先知的原则在神来讲不是难事。
To be a prophet is not a difficult thing in God's eyes.
但是替神传话跟做一个明白神心意的人是两件事情。
But to be a messenger or understand the Lord's will is totally different.
我想在新约的时代，神更加巴望我们每一个神的儿女是在后一种情形之下做先知。
I do believe in the New Testament that God really wants all his children to be the to be the person that who will understand his will.
不是仅仅机械性的传递神的话语。
Not only just pass on the words.
而是真正让我们的生命进到跟神的交通中间，而能够明白他的心意。
Is that our life will have a fellowship with God that we can understand His will?
我见过一些非常生硬的传福音的人。
I have seen some people that they spread the gospel really mechanical.
我不敢批评说他们没有真正爱主的心。
I cannot say that they do not have the hearts to love the Lord.
所以我只能说他们传福音生硬。
So I can only say that as they spread the gospel is really mechanical.
Unpolished. 也许他们在传福音上面是有热忱。
Maybe they have the hearts for it.
但是他不能够明白听的人他心里的光景和需要。
But they cannot understand the people who hear the gospel.
有时候也叫我怀疑这些传福音的人，这是在我们同学会中间遇见这么一位。
Sometimes I doubt. Once I saw this person in our reunion.
在我们的余兴节目里面，他跑上去做见证。
And when we have the entertainment, he went up there and to give the testimony.
我觉得这是非常叫人惊异的一件事情。
I was so shocked.
那么他做这样的见证说，到底有没有很好的果效？我实在不知道。
As he giving this testimony, does it have a very good effect? I really don't know.
我只能说这些同学非常容忍他。
All I can say is that all my classmates really tolerate him.
没有给他难堪。
That we really don't want to embarrass him.
给他献的花叫他下来就是了。
We just give the flower to him and let him come down.
弟兄姊妹们，这一类做先知的方法不是真正神要我们做传福音使者的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the way that God wants us to pass on the message.
我们应当忠实地传讲神的话语。
We need to be a faithful messenger.
而你知道吗，在新约里面神给先知下的定义更加清楚。
In New Testament, the definition that God gave to the prophets is very clear.
我们看看哥林多前书十四章。
Let's see the First Corinthians chapter 14.
这里很清楚说到做先知的条件是什么。
Here I have said very clear about the qualification of the prophet.
十四章三节。哥林多前书十四章三节。
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3.
他说但做先知讲道的是对人说要造就安慰劝勉人。
So, but everyone who prophesies speaks to men for their understanding, encouragement, and comfort.
这里讲了三件事情造就劝勉安慰。
Here's the three things, strengthening, encouragement, and comfort.
我们所说的话要造就人。
What we said has to strengthen people.
当我们用神的话语帮助人的时候我们目的是要造就人。
As we use God's words to helping others, our purpose is to strengthening them.
当我们说神的话语的时候，目的是安慰人，叫他灵里面得到安慰。
As we speak God's words, the purpose of is to encourage people, to comfort people.
是劝勉人，叫他们能够得到真实的帮助而得到力量。
To encourage people so that they really receive this help and be strengthened.
我也常常对我们公司做福音节目的同工讲这些话。
I often talk to my coworkers.
我想我们做福音广播的人都知道传神的话语不容易。
As we do in the broadcasting, it's not very easy.
在整个混乱的世界中间要有一点点神的声音能够被人听见是真不容易。
In this wicked world, that if we want people to hear God's voice, it's not very easy. It's not very easy.
但是我们勉励自己，如果神能够用得到我们的话，我们应当忠实地传讲神的话语。
But we encourage each other that if God wants to use us, we need to do it faithfully.
刚才一家为着那些在回教徒中间，在回教国家传道的弟兄姊妹们，各种宣教事工祷告。
As Ija was just pray for these people, the missionaries in the Muslim world.
他也提到印尼的巴厘岛。
And she had mentioned巴厘 island in Indonesia.
你知道，对于在美国的人，巴厘岛是一个。迷迷蒙蒙雾样这个云雾烟雾弥漫这个烟岚弥漫很漂亮的地方。
To people in the United States, their impression of Bali Island probably is just mirage.
但是对于传福音者来说，你知道我们远东广播公司在巴黎有一个新的电台，年底要设立，年底已经要开播。
But we'll have a new station in Bali island that it will open at the end of the year.
当我想到在那里发生动乱的时候
As I was thinking about these riots right now, that happened right now,
不知道在那里基督教的事工会有多少的影响
I don't know how that will affect our Christian work.
印尼是一个大部分是回教徒的国家
Indonesia, most of their people are Muslims.
它是事实上全世界最大的回教国家
Actually,
人数最多的回教国家
Actually, Indonesia is the largest Islamic country in this world.
要在那里发出神的声音，作为神的先知，不是一件容易的事情。
To be a prophet or to have God's voice in that area is not a very easy thing.
几个月以前，印尼的执行主任到美国来开会，我们见到面。
Many months ago, this a chief person from Indonesia came to the United States. I have met him.
是 FEBC 在印尼的 executive director 在印尼的这个执行主任
He's the executive director in Indonesia
你看见他个子小小的
He's really small
双眼炯炯有神
But his eyes are really sparkling
我可以想象他一定是非常的机灵
I can just imagine that he's very alert
因为在那个地方传福音必须有神给他的智慧
Because to spread the gospel in that area you have to have the wisdom from the Lord
真是灵巧像蛇寻良像鸽子
So he's smart like snake and gentle like dove
这些日子我心里纪念我们的同工
These days that I was remember all my co-workers
求主使他在那里做先知传福音的工作不受拦阻
ask that the Lord use him to do the works and then there's no obstacles
今天我们读圣经读到巴兰的驴
today we read the Bible about Balaam's donkey
神用他说话
God used him to speak
来指责这个先知巴兰
to rebuke Balaam
但是巴兰并没有受责备
but Balaam did not be being rebuked
他虽然表面上顺服了神给他的一切的带领
superficially looks like he obeyed what God told him
但是他的心不正
but his heart is not really pure
用诡计败坏以色列人
so he used tricks to let the Israelites fall
在彼得前书里面称巴兰做贪那个不义工价的先知
and the first Peter says that Balaam is the weakest of the wage
彼得前书第三章
The first Peter chapter 3
对不起彼得后书
It's 彼得后书 Second Peter chapter
对不起彼得后书第二章
Second Peter chapter 2
在第十五节十六节里面讲巴兰是那个贪爱不义之工价的先知
Verse 15 it says that Balaam is the one who loved wages of wickedness.
十六节也说，那不能说话，神以那个不能说话的驴，以人言拦阻先知的狂妄。
And verse 16 it says that God used the donkey who without speech to spoke with a man's voice and restrained the prophet's madness.
弟兄姊妹，神给我们能够传递神的话语，叫我们做先知。
Brothers and sisters, God give us this ability so that we can spread the gospel to be the prophet.
在神不能够对我们直接说话的时候，神不能够直接用我们的时候，神甚至可以用驴说话。
When God cannot use us directly, God can even use donkey.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前应当受到相当的警惕。
Brothers and sisters, we should receive this alert from the Lord.
实在神也是相当的幽默。
Actually, God is very humor.
像先知这样尊贵的职分
As being a prophet, such a high position.
但是当巴兰做了一个贪爱工价的先知的时候
But as Balaam being a person who loves the wages of wickedness.
却用驴来却非常幽默地用驴来说话来解决这个问题
And God used the donkey to speak to him.
我们该怎么想呢
？How do we think about this？
我们是真正传神的话语，应当做先知。
Are we the real one that can be the God's messenger？
还是神不过高抬了我们
？Or God just really actually lifting us up？
因为当我们不愿意的时候，不能的时候，神可以用驴子来说话。
Because if not, we're not willing to do it, God can even use a donkey to do the work.
应当叫我们每一个在神的面前说话的人谦卑下来。
That should help us to be humble before the Lord.
也让我们更忠心地传递神的话语。
So that we can really pass on the message faithfully.
为着每一位在神的面前说话的人，求主祝福。
For all the people that who speak for the Lord, may the Lord bless them.
当我们为神传话的时候，求神使用我们。
As we be the messenger, we ask that the Lord will bless us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们看见你用各式各样的方法教导我们。
Lord, we can see that you use various way to teach us.
一方面叫我们知道先知的工作是何等的重要。
One way that you have teach us to see that how important the work of the prophets.
一方面叫我们谦卑下来。
And another way that you teach us how to be humble.
因为除非叫我们向你顺服。
Unless that we obey you.
叫我们忠心传讲你的话语。
That we can be faithfully to pass on your messages.
你可以使用驴子来说话。
That you will use the donkey to speak.
今天为着我们所得知的恩典和地位，我们感谢你。
Today for the grace that we receive and the position that we receive, that we give thanks to you.
因为我们是你的儿女。
Because we are your children.
我们也是为你传话的人。
And we are your messengers.
在我们周围所遇见的环境，在各样的人事物中间。
As the surrounding circumstances.
求主教导我们传扬你的福音。
Lord, we ask that you will teach us to speak for you.
所以求主使用我们。
Lord, we ask that you will use us.
像以往你所使用的驴一样。
Just like that you used the donkey.
当我们肯把自己奉献给你的时候。
As we willing to offer ourselves up to you.
你叫我们使周围的人能够得着灵里面的供应，得着饱足。
Then the people surround us can be fed spiritually.
求主把你的话语放在我们心中，放在我们口中。
Lord, we ask that you will put your words in our hearts and in our mouth.
教导我们怎样做你的先知。
Teaching us how to be your prophets.
就是知道怎样为你说话。
That we understand how to speak for you.
让我们所说的话都能够安慰、造就、劝勉人。
So that the words we speak can strengthen, encourage, and comfort people.
使我们神的儿女都受造就，都得着长成。
So that all the brothers and sisters will be strengthening.
我们把感谢赞美归给你。
We give all the thanks to you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.